So a sign that says Kirkland Drive appeared on the pulpit today, so I'm going to talk to the trustees and we'll find a Kirkland Drive around here somewhere. But it may not be Broad Street, but we'll do what we can. So thank you very much. I'll get the trustees together and I have some ideas. So that's great. That's really cool. So I sent word that Marion Fredenberg died this past week. They were a fixture here, she and Jack. Jack is in Houston with his son. And so what the family would like to do is, Marion has a home place in Adams, New York. So they hope in the spring or summer to, she's been cremated, and to have Jack do one trip here and then to Adams. So we'll keep you posted on that. Ben is away. He is in Disney World with his mom and with Victoria. So we have Mary with us today. So let's show our love to Mary for being with us. So thanks, Mary. I lost you for a moment. There you are. It's hard to believe today Ben will have started his fifth year with us. Time flies. So we have a little thank you card. If you want to sign it, it's in the Welcome Center for Ben. And then we'll present it to him next week. And I have a great gag gift for him as well. So make sure to come next Sunday for that, but we'll be giving thanks for his fifth year with us. It's great to have Ann Butler with us. She's been out for 9 weeks. Let's show our love to Ann. Raise your hand, Ann. We're glad that Ann is here. Ann had some surgery, and so it's great to have her with us. We have Hope Ministry, and we have some Chinese folks that are part of our Hope Ministry. So one of them came up and she said, happy New Year, Pastor Dave. It's the year of the what? Does anybody know? Year of the pig. And she gave me this little thing. It was funny. I kind of looked inside to see if there was any money. She said, there's no money. I really did. I thought maybe she had something for me. She said, there's no money in there, Pastor Dave. But that was funny. We have The Advocate, which is our United Methodist publication, and kind of glanced through it. And they have the picture of Ben and I when we were doing the AIDS run. We're in there. So people all over Virginia, Methodists, know about that. I'll be getting some phone calls probably tomorrow. Pastor Dave, you're everywhere. But so that's good for us to be part of that. So we're looking at 1 Corinthians. A lot of times when I counsel couples to be married and I say, now, is there a particular scripture that you would like? And what pops up at 1 Corinthians 13? So that's going to be the focus for our preaching for today. It's one of the best known and most loved scriptures in the Bible. And even people who have never read the Bible are familiar with some of its phrases.
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove all mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing.
When we look at the word love as Americans, it is so encompassing. But in the world of Paul, there were three distinct meanings for love, and we'll briefly look at each. I'm going to say each one and ask you to repeat it after me. Ready? Eros.
Eros.
Philio.
Philio.
Agape.
Agape.
So those are the three. Eros. Eros is intimate love. I'm not going to say any more. The second is filio. Filio is love of family, love of brothers and sisters, love of watching the Super Bowl, love of Thanksgiving dinner, love of having a Christmas tree. That is filio. Agape love. Agape love is the love that God has for us. And our love for God, it is an unconditional love, it is a sacrificial love, it is the love that God has given us through the death of God's Son, Jesus Christ. It is loving God and neighbor unconditionally with all of our mind, body, soul, and strength.
Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love is not boastful or arrogant. Love is not rude, nor does it insist on its own way. Love is not irritable or resentful. Love does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
When we hear these words, sentimentalism abounds. You're right, me do these things, I have a hard enough time loving my spouse and kids. This passage expresses the love that God has for us. It was written specifically for Christian communities, especially to the church at Corinth. There was some kind of division going on in the life of that church. We don't know what it was. But it was so much that Paul suspected they were not loving one another, they were not loving God, they weren't loving their neighbor. There were divisions in that church, and so Paul is writing this particular scripture to them. We are no strangers to division in our community. We see it across the river on Capitol Hill in the White House. We see it in our United Methodist denomination on the issue of sexuality. We see it this weekend in our Virginia government. And what is our strategy? But we choose sides. And what do we do after we choose sides? Is that we demonize and we tear down the other side. I was reading this week from Elias Couture. He is the Archbishop of the Catholic Church in Israel. And he is one of the major advocates working for reconciliation between Arabs and Jews. And he says this: the one who is wrong is the one who says, I am right. Listen to that. The one who is wrong is the one who says, I am right. Because we're not willing to listen. We dig in, we take sides, and we don't want to hear what the other has to say. Paul says, no, we are called to love. And our love is not for us, but out of service to God and our neighbor. If Paul was to write to the Doolin congregation, he may something say, if I volunteer for Ministry of Hope, if I host coffee talk, if I give to the AIDS walk, if I sing in the choir, if I attend a Sunday school class, if I deliver Meals on Wheels, but have not love, do not have agape love, I am nothing. Because we are called to be in service to others. We do not want our Doolin congregation to be a place that is a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal that makes a loud noise and then just vanishes away. But we want a congregation that is constantly on the move in our nation and world. We want to be people who love one another, who wipe away tears, who help people in pain, who want to support. We had in our Ministry of Hope today someone we haven't seen in a while. Her name is Alice Scott. And she came down in her walker, and I said, Alice, what are you doing here today? And she said, Pastor Dave, my husband died on Friday, and I wanted to come to church. This was a place of love for her because of the love that we have extended to her. We have made a difference in her life. And when she needed love, where did she go? Doolin Church. Love for one another. We constantly want to be working for others and to have the Holy Spirit in our lives. Think about the things that we do in our church. Why do we do them? Do we do them for our glory? Or do we do them for our neighbor, for those he served? Do we do it for God? We do it because we are people of action. And in the scripture for today, it says that we look in a mirror dimly, but then we can see clearly face to face. You know, people in Corinth at that time, they didn't have nice shiny mirrors that we have. They had just metal to look at. Women, can you imagine doing makeup looking at a piece of metal? They didn't have nice mirrors like we have. And he's using that analogy. Here is this dim piece where we can hardly just see a little bit of our face. But when we express love, that dimness becomes clear. And what do we see? But we don't see our face, but we see the face of Jesus Christ. And we are called to be the face of Jesus Christ to the world.
Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. Knowledge, it will come to an end. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully. And now faith, hope, and love abide these three. And the greatest of these is love.
So let me close by sharing with you a poem. Doolin is looking into other avenues so we can be of service to others. And one avenue we're looking at is to support persons in prison over in the district. And so I was sent a poem. One of it is to literacy, to help persons that are incarcerated to read, to gain knowledge, so that when they're released, they can make it better in their new avenue of life. And so I want to share a poem that was written. It's written by, his name is Vance, and he has recently started his 26th year in prison. And this poem reflects about how God has reached out to him and expressed love, and now how Vance can now express his love to others. And it goes like this. It's called How to Become Great by Vance. This is his 26th year in prison. I have always been a great man, but now I strive becoming great. I live my life to offer love, now my heart no longer full of hate. I've encountered many crossroads, I've taken many wrongful turns, the destination always painful, but every time a lesson learned. So much weight upon my shoulders, some days I thought my soul would break. I felt the universe against me. Most of my choices were mistakes. Yet I'm a warrior, never quitting. I'll never speak the word defeat. I've got the strength of God inside me. There's not a demon I can't beat. No longer crumbling to desires, embracing struggles face to face. I live my life to be the greatest, my life no longer lived to waste. There will be obstacles to hurdle, some days might seem real dark and rough, but I'm not new to true adversity, one thing for sure, it's made me tough. For once the ones I love are smiling, my actions cease creating hate, the world believed I'd never make it. Me now, I turned out great. And that is because persons were willing to express their love to this person through service and to change this person's life around. And that's what we're called to do in the church. And that's good news. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we all say together, Amen. Amen.